John chapter 16. These things I have spoken to you, so that you would not be stumbled. They will put you out of the synagogues, but an hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think that he is offering service to God. And these things they will do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when their hour comes you may remember them, that I told you of them. Now these things I have not said to you from the beginning, because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have spoken these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin, and concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe into me. And concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you no longer behold me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of reality, comes, He will guide you into all the reality, for He will not speak from Himself. But what He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify Me, for He will receive of Mine and will declare it to you. All that the Father has is Mine. For this reason I have said that He receives of Mine and will declare it to you. A little while, and you no longer behold Me. And again a little while, and you will see Me. Some of His disciples then said to one another, What is this that He says to us, A little while, and you do not behold Me, and again a little while, and you will see Me, and, because I am going to the Father. Therefore they said, What is this that He says, A little while? We do not know what He is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask Him, and He said to them, Are you inquiring among yourselves concerning this, that I said, A little while, and you do not behold Me, and again a little while, and you will see Me? Truly, truly, I say to you, that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. A woman, when she gives birth, has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she brings forth the little child, she no longer remembers the affliction because of the joy that a man has been born into the world. Therefore you also now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy away from you. And in that day you will ask Me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in My name, He will give to you. Until now you have asked for nothing in My name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be made full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. An hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but I will report to you plainly concerning the Father. In that day you will ask in My name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father concerning you. For the Father Himself loves you, because you have loved Me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth out from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world, and am going to the Father. His disciples said, Behold, Now you are speaking plainly and not saying any parable. Now we know that you know all things and have no need that anyone ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? Behold, an hour is coming, and has come, that you will be scattered, each to his own place, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have affliction, but take courage. I have overcome the world.